University Challenge. The returns on housing investment are not what they are cracked up to be.
Brit City Set have a penchant for nostalgia, so take a trip down memory lane to the autumn of 1997, a happier time. The British economy appeared to be gathering speed. The Bank of England raised interest rates to 7.25%. But how resilient was the consumer? A drop in retail sales could be put down to Princess Diana's funeral. The bigger puzzle was the property market. House prices inflation on the Halifax measure was in the mid-single digits. The nationwide index had it rising into the teens. It was unclear which of these gauges was right. Trying to work out whether the economy is strong or very strong is a nice problem to have. But this episode from the 1990s highlights something else. Measuring house prices is trickier than measuring the price of shares or a basket of consumer goods. Getting a good handle on total returns is harder still. Long-run ground-level data on rental income and maintenance costs are rather scarce. A new paper deals with these difficulties by drawing on the archives of the endowment funds of four Oxbridge colleges, which for centuries have been big investors in property. Two of them, Trinity College Cambridge and Christ Church Oxford, were founded by Henry VIII, who conferred a portfolio of land on both. The study finds that after cost returns to housing were considerably lower in the 20th century than previously thought, property is a far less attractive investment than you might expect. Only a small fraction of houses change hands each year. They may not be representative of the overall stock and thus of changes in housing wealth. The average sales price might rise from one period to the next simply because more houses that are bigger, of better quality, or in nicer locations are being bought and sold this year than last year. This is why most closely watched gauges, including the Halifax and Nationwide indices, adjust transactions for characteristics such as the number of bedrooms. Still, some quality improvements or degradations will evade even the most careful statistician.